Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oi, the boys and girls on Footy Prime on occasion are known to use vulgarities and frankly appalling language. And sometimes the tales can get quite adult in nature. So keep the volume down if there are kiddies around. And thank you for listening.
Oh, let's go!
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
Booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. You know that we are the number one show. So grab your fucking mitts and now it's time to go. Cause it's the
booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started.
It's the booty, booty.
It's time to get this party started. With Jenny, Jimmy, Gregor,
Andy, Jim, and JC.
All we know and all we talk about is
booty.
It's time to get this party started tonight.
You're listening to Footy Prime News and Dubs, your one-stop destination for footy news and dubs. Yeah, that's Amy Walsh. Footy Prime, your almost daily footy fix.
Well, you're all really, like, prepared for this as well, because I know that preparation for this podcast is what gives you all warmth in your hearts and a reason to get up in the morning throughout the week, right?
Of course.
Yeah, good. It's going to be a special show today. A couple of reasons. It's a brand new segment that might become a tradition. We'll see how it goes. But more on that in a little bit. More importantly, joining myself, Shams, and Craig Forrest, and Jimmy Brennan, and JC, and Dubs here is a very special young man who many of us thought might not make it back from his vacation, but he did. Daniel Wong.
I did.
Daniel Wong is back on Footy Prime. We missed you.
Welcome. I missed you guys. I was just talking about the word FOMO, and I missed out. I felt like I missed out, especially there was one line, and I have no idea, but someone made a meme about it for Craig, and it was, you got to fuck with the cock you have. And I was like, where did that work? What context did that work itself in? So you have to explain that.
Well, just if the, oh, that's for an example, John Herdman and his squad of players that he has.
Yes.
Okay. That's what you got. Cause it's got a bit of a ride to it. You can stop at the cock you got.
It could be used to describe this podcast too. Yeah. As we try and take over the podcast world, we still got to fuck with the cock we have, which makes it difficult sometimes.
It affects the reach of the pod, if you will.
Yeah.
The reach around of the reach around the world.
Yeah. Well, I want to know, Wonga, is and you can everyone can tell that Craig is still hasn't quite got his new computer yet. Did it arrive? Was it a soaking box on your doorstep, or was it?
So I had it arrived and then went away and then arrived again and then went away. UPS left two different notes, but they didn't tell me where it's living. So last night I arrived home at around 3 p.m. and I wanted to find out where Craig's new computer was. I also wanted to find out about my fraud, pre-Christmas fraud from CIBC, because they had reached out while I was, they reached out around while I was on holiday too. So there were all kinds of, and no one called me back. We have no idea. The computer is in a nebulous form of in shipping, and we're not sure. So that's the computer. CIBC didn't call me back. And I had a great trip that ended horribly. with, well, not horribly. We didn't crash. We're not eating.
Oh, you didn't?
We're not eating people. There's not none of that. there's no rugby team in the Andes getting I'm sure I'd be the first to go too. The delectable brown skin. It looks good to munch on.
Yeah. With that tan, he looks so delicious.
Oh geez. Yeah. They'd be like, that's a little dark there, that dark meat. We gotta go for that.
Especially over a little fire.
Yeah. A little probably more oily than the regular Caucasian.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a little
much deep. Tastier.
Yeah,
a little say, more flavor.
Gamier is what I always like to think.
That's the word for you, Wonger. You'd be gamey.
That could be the new name for our new segment. More on that later, anyway.
Yeah. It could be. Yes. So the trip was fabulous. The people at the Iberostar Dominicus, fantastic food. Now I know why you pay a little more for these all-inclusives. Food was point on. It was amazing. The problem was, we're all ready to leave, and at 12 noon, we check out of our hotel room. Hey, your plane is delayed 2 hours. Okay, we can live with that. Now it's delayed 4 hours. Now it's delayed 6 hours. Now it's delayed into this weird timing, and we know this about Toronto. They don't like people flying in at five in the morning. They have a budget of how many flights can fly in. Now we have... We're roomless in Dominican Republic, and we don't know what time we're flying home. So they ship us off to another hotel at 10 o'clock at night with a 4 o'clock wake-up call to tink you to the new time for your airport arrival, which is 4 in the morning. Then while we're waiting in line, they put our plane back another hour. We finally board at 9 a.m., from a 5 o'clock flight. So Sunwing and WestJet, you'll be getting some emails from Dan Wong and this new Canadian passenger rights bill. I want to see how that works out. So that was kind of the bad. The good, I've got some Wong observations, just so you know.
Wong observations.
When you see an English movie or English tourists on holiday, so English movies or English tourists, there's always someone named Freddie, Andy, or James. There's at least one of those names, and they're all, and the way they say it is like, "Oh, Freddie, oh, Andy," like it's always that kind of high pitch. So that's one. There was a bunch of English folk who were there, and they were just the loudest smoking
cigars.
No,
they weren't. No.
I was quiet. I was quiet beige guy getting a tan.
Please.
And then this is the big one I learned. This was my big Wong observation. Unsolicited sun lotion application isn't always appreciated.
What?
Freddie or James?
Well... You know, you just go around and you ask people for sun lotion and see if they want it rubbed in. It doesn't always go over.
Oh,
well.
You are the one.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. Oh, okay.
That tracks.
Especially when you're gamier. Things don't always work out when you're gamier. So those are my Wong observations about my trip.
When I'm going away on vacation to a resort, right, I begin judging people at the airport before I even take flight in the departure lounge. And I start deciding who I'll dislike in the departure lounge, assuming they go to the same resort as me. That's the point. That's where my anger and frustration, I don't like resorts very much, but that's where it begins. I start building up this negativity in the departure lounge.
That's very English. Very, very English.
Yeah. No, I think that's Canadian because we had some people from Woodbridge, like 20-person family who were just having the time of their life at, you know, anytime you saw them. And it was a little overwhelming, even for this guy.
Too much.
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, though, Wonga. We're happy Happy you're here. I'm sure we'll get some stories. We'll stumble their way onto the podcast as the show progresses here. It's a big show, like I said. We're trying something different today, which I think it's going to be really good. But that is dependent on how much work you people put in, which obviously raises some flags.
Oh, that's nice. It's your idea. It's your brainchild, but the pressure is all on us.
I wasn't looking at you, Dubs. I'm very confident that you'll be prepared. I am. So Let's just start things off, okay? JC, as JC does, is so fucking brilliant and creative. I said to him, listen, don't worry about an opening for this week. You know, it's too short notice, but maybe, you know, moving forward, you can perhaps get one. So what I'm going to do here is roll in timeout. What's going on?
Just making fun of Wonger and JC.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You can't do this and then expect me not to.
I'm sorry. I did change or travel, and then I did timeout.
That's a technical
timeout.
Here.
Timeout probably isn't the best sign to use on a visual. I'm trying to fucking riff here. Okay. Jesus. Anyway, JC, as usual, came up and went above and beyond. So, JC, roll it.
The hottest takes on the hottest questions from the hottest team in sports. This is the Sexy Six.
There are six questions. There's six of us. That's why they call it Sexy Six Questions.
Footy Prime presents the Sexy Six. Oh, right in the mummy daddy button.
Right in the mummy and daddy button. Because there's six of us, right? And we're really, really, really sexy. And there's going to be six questions here, okay? So basically, the Sexy Six is something where we hit the news cycle, add an element of competitiveness, a chance for us to really encourage some conflict and angst between the six of us. So six questions, six combatants, well, five really, because I'm hosting. The point system is purely subjective and based on the creativity of your answers.
Oh, dear.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Well, let's start things off, shall we? Let me get a bit of paper here, and so I've got to keep score, haven't I? And the winner gets nothing.
I'd like to say it's probably, or it's likely all downhill from here after JC's tremendous clip and opening there.
Yes.
I want to, what are the words again? Can you sing it or tell me the words? Because I couldn't, there was one or two that I missed.
Yep. It's, we've got six questions. There's six of us. That's why they call it Sexy Six Questions.
And then what was the ending? What was the ending?
Ooh, right in the mummy daddy button.
All right, so it's going to be kind of newsworthy, okay? And by the way, we'll get to our footy picks later today. We will. By the way, when we won the parlay last week,
$88. That's another
$88.
FOMO.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you guys. Tony Bet, we won a parlay.
Yeah.
Our second this year.
Yep. All right, here we go. Question one. The legendary Franz Beckenbauer died this week at 78 years of age. The Kaiser
died?
Yes, Jimmy, he died. Dead. No longer with us. He's widely considered the greatest centre-back ever, and he won everything, including a World Cup with Germany. He also won as a coach of Germany. Many believe he's the one person who changed the direction of Bayern Munich, making them the global force that they are. Here's the question. Will there ever be another Beckenbauer? And if so, who will it be? Messi and Ronaldo are not allowable answers here, okay? So outside Messi and Ronaldo, will there ever be someone revered like Franz Beckenbauer?
Yes.
Was and is. Okay, Jimmy, let's start with you, shall we?
I think there was an individual. And I'm going to say Zidane. Won a World Cup, won a UEFA Cup, won Serie A, won La Liga, won Champions League as a player, won Champions League as a coach. He's done absolutely everything in a game of football as a player and a coach. So for me, one of the best ever to play the game, Zidane.
Good answer.
Johan Cruyff.
Okay, Craig. I'm going to give Jimmy 20 points for that, by the way. That's a very good answer.
20 points?
I know. The point system has
I'm on the board. I'm on the board.
That was a great answer. He's bang on, but Craig.
Johan Cruyff. Barcelona. Many think that he changed the direction of Barcelona and the playing style. And his unbelievable presence and history with that club that is on par with Beckenbauer.
Frankie boy. Cruyff is a good answer too. I like that as well. Of course, he is already dead.
Well,
so we got a comparison.
He's dead too?
Yes.
Take away some of those 20 points that you awarded Jimmy, please.
Yeah, if you start interrupting and dissing, you might actually, if it's a good diss, you might get more points, by the way. I'm going to give Craig, though, 10 points for that. It's a valid, valid answer. And many revere him in much the same way as they revere Beckenbauer. Maybe more so, right? But I'm dropping you points simply because we have a comparison already because he died already, right?
But how did he die?
He died peacefully. Peacefully.
Peacefully.
Do I get points for that?
With his family at his bedside,
I hope. That's a great answer. What a question.
No, I'm gonna, Bubba's gets minus 5 points there just because she is making light of tragedy.
Oh, dear.
And we don't do that on Footy Prime.
No, never.
Here's a chance to recoup some points here, Dubs. What is your answer here?
My answer was actually that he's peerless, that he's incomparable, that there's no one who's going to reach the same sort of heights that he reached, both as a player and as a manager, only one of three to win the World Cup as a player and as a manager. And then obviously controversy later on as an executive, or, you know, as president of Bayern, he continued his punditry, but his charm allowed him to navigate that conflict of interest. Right. And he was never really convicted of anything, but if you know, his life was tainted in any way, it was towards the end of his career. But I don't think there's anyone who comes close. I like those answers. I like Zidane and Cruyff. I think maybe if somebody has the potential to do it, the playing pedigree isn't quite there, but perhaps the managerial pedigree will weigh it in his favor, is Pep. I think maybe you watch as his career progresses. You could say he's done everything in the coaching game.
That's two answers.
Yeah. I'm trying to, I felt like it wasn't very strong, so I'm trying to go hard.
No, actually, it was a really good answer, but you did lose points for trying to squeeze in another name there. But okay. I'm giving you 20 for your initial answer, but you're at minus 10 for that and the previous indiscretion. So you're at 10 points right now. So still a good answer.
Okay.
Peerless. So I do like that. JC.
Yeah. Okay. I did some research on this. And so, okay. No.
Yep.
Concise.
30 points.
But can I say why?
Yes, you can.
Here's the thing. With how connected the world is these days, I think it's almost impossible for there to be a singular figure in any sport that's going to be so transcendent that it will revolutionize anything, because depending on where you are in the world, et cetera, there's so much social media, there's so much news, everything is out there, that I don't think that there really is potentially, or maybe there's even more of a potential for there to be someone. It's either there will be someone or there will absolutely not, because it's so saturated. Like the world of media is so saturated with all these other great players that are pushing as much as they can to get their brands out there. That's the way I think of it.
So almost there's so many now that will take away from the true transcending.
Yes.
Beast.
As much, there may be someone who will have the skill and the, you know, the wherewithal and presence, but it'll be overshadowed because there's so much crap out there now that we would never get a pure vision of who that person would be. That's my thought. Mm-hmm.
I like that. That's a good answer. Kind of talked around in circles a little bit.
He played both sides a little bit too.
Yeah, still very good though. Definitely worth 10 points. So 10 points to JC. Okay, Wonger.
Jimmy had his hand up. He was going to make a point, and I want to hear what his point was.
No, my point was Deschamps, will he ever be up there with a Beckenbauer for what he's done in the game as a player and then as a manager? Because I think sometimes he kind of flies under the radar, but he's won a World Cup as a player, won it as a manager. Mm-hmm. He's won Champions Leagues as a player. He's done a hell of a lot in the game, but he just doesn't get that credit at times, does he?
It's a great point. Why is that?
He's not dead yet.
It could be. We won't know, right? That's a valid point. We won't know until he dies how he's remembered.
But he's just that manager that's always kind of, maybe he's not sexy enough compared to everybody else. And
Deschamps would go for me in a second, that dark meat up on the Andes. In a second, if we crashed. Wagner's limping. Let's see.
It could be, though. It's a valid point. I mean, his teams, listen, he's coached France, right? Absolutely incredible. when there hasn't necessarily been another great team, which isn't his fault by any stretch.
Yeah.
And his teams don't really play that beautiful football to the extent that we think they should, given the talent they have. Maybe that's why he's not given that respect. But you're right, he's won it all. And he's got gray hair.
Yeah, beautiful hair.
Not as striking, though.
It's not striking, yeah, exactly.
It's not only
even when he played, it was gray.
It's not only about the accomplishment, it's about the man or the person. And that's why I think Beckenbauer was so universally loved.
Mm.
Yeah, and the fact that he could deflect the controversies from the 06 World Cup and people still loved him. A lot of people couldn't do that, didn't have that ability. Wonga, before we steal your thunder, you've got an answer here.
Well, I have three answers. The first one was Pep.
Careful. I think, remember what happened to...
No, I know, but I get to do this because I'm the last on this one. Pep, because Amy said so. Deschamps, because Jimmy said so. And third is our Danny Dicchio. He's going to revolutionize. He revolutionized podcasting, probably swearing for the first time in his life on this show, at least on broadcast. He QPR didn't get to play in that big FA Cup final because he got a red card or got a second yellow or whatever it was. What's that? Go, Chris Rose.
Wall.
What?
That was it when he was at Millwall.
Oh, right. But my point is, got a great playing career, has moved from TFC to Sacramento, now head coach USL team in Detroit. His next step is going to be a big one. It'll be a big one for all of us. We'll be very, very proud of him. But he's heading in this right direction. So just so you say.
He will be revered like friends.
He will be revered by all the suspect people in the world who go, oh, that's my guy. You know, the people who just like the darkness of people like you, Charms, in the airport, where you're judging people. You go, that quiet, brooding guy, I can hang out with. I might be able to have a pint with him in the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, but the loud, flamboyant fuckers over there, no.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, listen, Danny Dicchio might have a cult following to the point where he goes viral. He becomes more popular than Franz Beckenbauer, but I doubt it. You're going to get 5 points because of so little thought put into the answer. But in fairness to you, Wonga, you did arrive yesterday.
I did.
And you hadn't slept for 24 hours. So
that's right.
But still 36. A poor answer, albeit one that I hope comes true.
Thank you.
All right. Shall we move on to number two? Number two. This week, Jadon Sancho's miserable spell at Manchester United came to an end as he returned on loan to Borussia Dortmund. Push came to shove earlier this season when on Twitter, Sancho rebutted Erik ten Hag's assertion that he had been dropped for his performance on the training pitch. Now, he did remove the tweet, but refused to apologize. He's not played since. So here's what I want to know. Okay, you've got three options here to choose from. And explain your choice, okay? The first option is there anyone in your life who you should apologize to but didn't apologize to? Your second choice is there someone that you did apologize to but shouldn't have apologized to? And your third choice is there someone who should have apologized to you but didn't? Someone whose apology you're still waiting for? And bonus points here for how pathetic the story is. Let's start with JC.
Well, yeah, I, again, put some real thought into this one. And I'm not going to say I hold a grudge, but there is an apology that I'm still waiting for. I was at a party. It was a Thanksgiving Day parade party. And there was a...
Who has those?
Well, it's a thing. Anyway, it was a very drafty apartment on 48th Street. And I didn't bring a sweater. So I asked Jason, who was hosting the party, if I could borrow a sweater. And I said, preferably cashmere for warmth. So instead, he gives me a MetLife giveaway ball game windbreaker, which I put on. And then I said, well, why not a cashmere sweater? He said, I don't want you stretching out the neck hole right in front of everyone. I guess due to the size of my bulbous head. So I'm still waiting. And now he's in AA, so he owes me an apology. And I'm hoping that he doesn't skip step nine. But anyway, still waiting on that.
That guy lost his hair a little bit too, right? A
little bit.
What a prick. What an absolute prick. He should apologize to you. Step 7, 6, 7, and 8. Get to 9 straight away, Jason. Jason needs an apology. And the shame he felt when people all stared at his huge bobber's head. Probably nodded and go, good point, Jason. Good point. Yeah, I'm going to give you 15 points for that, Jason.
Stanky hanky, we call
it. It's sad and tragic because you're obviously holding on to it and you got some self-loathing regarding the size of your head. I know the feeling. So thanks, 15 man. Points for that. That was a good one. All right, Dubs.
Oh, boy. All right. So I, as much as I really wanted the third option because I think it's the funniest, which JC just proved, this is about me. I probably should have apologized and I didn't. So it was back when I was playing with that team in a W League in Montreal. It only lasted one season because the owner kind of fucked us. But we were playing in probably in front of 100 people. We were playing one of the tougher teams. Maybe it was Ottawa. So Rian and Dee would have been on that team. Marie-Ève Noe, they were pretty strong side. So we had decided tactically we were going to play a high line. That was the way we were going to do it. But defensive responsibilities really had to be observed. You really had to be attuned to the defensive phase. And there's a girl who was playing. I'm obviously playing in the center of the midfield. And a girl was playing left midfield. And she liked to push high. She liked to fly high. That's fine. Those were her qualities. But I told her, we really need you defensively today. So their right back is going to push high and she can send a great ball. You need to be pressing high on her. And I kept having to cover for her and I was fucking sick of it. And so I was telling her a couple times, like, you need to get high. When the ball moves this way, you need to push. Stop staying kind of in front of the left back. I need you high. So we're in stoppage time of the first half. Things are going quite well. Sure enough, the ball gets cycled over. I'm covering kind of a player who's dropping in almost like a false nine position. So I'm more central and I'm screaming at her to get high on the right back. Of course, she doesn't do it. The ball gets sent, breaks the player in, and they score right before the halftime whistle. So I'm fucking furious. And I ream her out. And I'm not conscious of the fact that whatever fans are at this match are right there. And so we go into the dressing room and then she comes at me. She's like, how fucking dare you? Like, that's so embarrassing. You yelled at me in front of my family and my friends and everybody in the stands. And I'm like, that's embarrassing. Your defensive play is embarrassing. Like, give your head a shake. You know what I mean? And she ended up like the coach gives us our halftime talk and you can hear her crying in the bathroom, in the locker room. And after the fact, I probably, and this is a girl that I grew up with. Like, I was best friends with her older sister.
Not anymore.
No.
Was.
Yeah. But like this, like I played the majority of the players that I played with, you could have the shit on the field and then it was done. But with her, it was never that way. So I knew that I probably should have been the bigger person and apologized, but I never did.
So she's a delicate flower.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. A bit oversensitive. At the same time, Dubs. Okay, who was she? What's her name?
I'm not saying.
Can I make a comment? Can I make a comment on this story, though? It really sounds like Dubs doesn't want to apologize. It just sounds like she was right the whole time.
Passive aggressive, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. It's like you're like sitting there going, I'm waiting for the tone to change where she feels bad about it. I don't think she feels bad about
it. It was a big fucking
out.
But there, wasn't there?
There was.
Yeah, you're right. That was wrong. But your defending was fucking worse. It's a good one, though. I mean, that is really pathetic on both counts. Crying.
Say that again, Craiger.
You know, she just feels bad, Amy, because she was crying in the bathroom.
Is that the reason, Dubs? Is that the reason? It's not that the family were there and they overheard this attack on her. It was the crying in the bathroom.
It wasn't an attack. It was in person. It was just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, this is your only responsibility and you failed. What are you doing?
All this time I thought, you know, we talk about captains and leadership, right? And Dubs has great opinions because she was a captain. She was a leader, or so we thought. Leaders don't act that way.
Wow.
You let yourself down there, Dubs.
Minus 10 points, James Sharman, for you.
No, I'm not. No, it's a great one because you should fucking apologize. So I'm going to give you 20 points for that.
Okay.
That's a really good one. Right?
It's a good one, but there's so much we can unpack from that. We haven't got time right now, but I think we have to revisit this at some point.
Probably.
Okay, Craig, you're up.
I remember apologizing to my mother for my sister ratting me out for swearing and having a bar of soap shoved down my fucking throat. And I also should have apologized to my sister for being such a dick when I was growing up.
for swearing at her, for cursing at her, basically.
Yeah, I did swear, but she fucking ratted me out.
Lori,
stitches,
what the hell?
Stitches.
So did you actually get your mouth like washed out with soap? Was it actually a thing? Yeah. It's not just really.
Yeah, I actually like the ivory soap taste.
Was it ivory, was it? That's more, it's better for your skin, right? Because it doesn't dry out as much. What do you think, guys, about that one?
I think Dubs is better, but it was a good story.
It's good, though. I mean, you say you should.
We're being graded on a curve, right?
I don't think you should apologize. But I'm going to give you
I think this is a great opportunity for a sponsorship.
Ivory soap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dubs. When Dubs cry.
Did he say Dubs or Dubs?
You get 10 points for that. Give me 10 points for that, Craig. All right, Wunger. You got the three options. Where are you going?
Oh, I should probably apologize to a couple girlfriends at some point. I wasn't probably a great boyfriend. So,
is this talking about the vacation again?
No, I was a stellar boyfriend. I've been a stellar boyfriend and husband, as it were, for a while.
You weren't that great a husband, obviously.
Well, we're grading on a curve. Out of all the divorce guys, I was a pretty good husband.
You can't say too. Yeah, I was a great husband. No, I am divorced.
It's tough though because I am quick to apologize. I've apologized probably to every single one of you where I'm like, "Oh, I might have been a little short there," or I get annoyed every once in a while, and I'll say, "Hey guys, sorry, my tone was." I'm pretty quick to apologize. I know when I'm wrong. I grew up the last kid of a 3-boy family. So apologizing was always easy for me because you're wrong a lot in a competitive environment like that. So especially, I know Jimmy and I are in the same space. I see his relationship with his brothers, mine with mine, where you fuck up, and Amy probably a lot with her sisters. You fuck up, you apologize quickly, you hug it out, you know it's your fault, and you move on by fixing it. And you become basically a fixer in your family. If you can apologize quicker, and then you're in a place where you don't have to worry about that. So yeah, I probably should. In retrospect, I probably owe a couple of ex-girlfriends an apology, and maybe an ex-wife.
Have you ever apologized with your fingers crossed behind your back?
No, I didn't bother. No. That was too Machiavellian. Why bother? Like, you know, the thing is, when you hold on to grudges like that, it just hurts you. Like, this is the thing. Unless, hold on.
Oh, my God.
Wong is showing his old. Dubs is actually making fun of Wong's disgusting deformed finger. And it's probably difficult to cross that. Hence, why he crosses fingers.
And I'm not naming names. For that. Thank
it's
you.
It's not bad. It's a good answer. You went with it. But still just 5 points. Because, listen, we can all apologize to ex-girlfriends and boyfriends, right?
No, we can't.
Sure, we can. No?
All right.
I want to go back to Forrest for a second. Did all of you guys get your mouths washed out with soap at one point?
I did.
Yeah, I did too.
Really? It was horrible.
No, I just got a slap in the face.
Yeah,
that's
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got that too. The bar of soap.
I wish I got a soap.
It was horrible. I would have taken the hit. The bar of soap, you're like.
Well, and plus it can lead to blindness, right?
The same with masturbation. So.
What do you think the majority of us are cockeyed right now?
We're all wearing glasses.
You've all seen A Christmas Story, right? And the little skit in Christmas Story when he returns home after years away and he's got a white stick and he can't see and it's because of the being forced to eat the soap. Anyway, it's a great
story. Glaucoma.
All right, Jimmy. Now, this could be a long answer. What's yours?
Oh man, that's a lot that I should apologize to. It was an awful lot. There was one time a good friend of mine, very good friend, he was one of my best men at my wedding, and he came over to England, and it was after a match. We went out, we had a great dinner, went for curry, had a great night out in the town. Next morning we ended up walking over to Tesco's. And Tesco's is, you know, kind of like the Longo's and Loblaws in the UK. And I think, Craig, you'll probably remember, though, when you get into Tesco's and just as at the checkouts, they used to have the big magazine racks. And everybody used to just walk in there and have a little read. And I'm reading 442. My buddy's reading one of the other football magazines. You know, just taking a few minutes just while we're going. Well, my stomach's not the best right now because of last night and what happened. And I'm getting a grumble. I'm getting a grumble in my belly. And I'm thinking to myself, I can't hold this in. And it's quite busy, right? The checkout just to the right. I can remember it clear as day. Checkout right to the right. There's probably about 8 people all in this area just reading these magazines, going through it. Well, I fart, don't I? Like loud, really, really loud. And it didn't smell the best either. And as I did it, it was a panic mode for me where I kind of looked at my friend and I was like, that is fucking disgusting. And as I started to walk away, there was a lady to my left and I said, that's zero respect out of that guy. Zero fucking respect to shit himself like that. So where my buddy was standing, it cleared. It was like the parting of the Red Sea. Just everybody started moving away from this fucking guy. And then I ended up going to get what I had to get, went to the checkout, pretended I didn't even know him, and I started walking home. So then I hear him yelling at me, like, you asshole, I can't believe you did that. Well, he was a little bit embarrassed, needless to say, over the week to go back to Tesco. And when he did go in, there was a lot of people remembered who he was.
Come on.
I swear my life. So, Dom, if you're listening, I apologize for what I did to you in Tesco.
Oh, Dom. That's a great one. That's a 30-pointer. That's fantastic.
You know Dom.
I know Dom.
Yeah, oh, that's brilliant. Yeah. Is he from the football world?
He did play, but he's a cop. He's in a SWAT team.
Is he really? Did that inspire him to fight bad people, to lock him up?
What's that?
He's a sniper.
He's a sniper.
Is he really? Eh?
Wow. Yeah.
The funny thing that Jimmy doesn't know is Dom had farted at the same time. So he didn't feel too bad about it. He was like, I got caught.
Yeah.
Then he just called me out.
I never apologized to him for that. So there it is, Dom.
Of course, in fairness, the green dildo story is somewhat similar, right? In that he had no idea what's happening. You've faced it from both ends before, right?
Yeah.
Craig planted that dildo.
There's
both
only
ends.
One person.
I can't wait for Craig's computer to come.
Yeah.
I can't wait. All right. Okay, you're looking good. Right now, Wonga, you're trailing on 10 points. JC, wow. you're in the mixer at 25. Jimmy's leading on 50. Craig's on 20. Dubs is on 30. Mm. So it's still, listen, we're entering the halfway stage. Okay, here we go. Next question, number 3. Napoli's Victor Osimhen hammered the agent of teammate Kvaratskhelia on Twitter this week after Mamouka Djougali suggested that Osimhen was Saudi Arabia bound this summer. Osimhen said, "Dear Mamouka Djougali, you are a piece of filth and a disgrace. I'm embarrassed at your sense of reasoning. Dumb fuck." Didn't say fuck, but F dash dash dash. But I'm assuming that maybe it was fart. I don't know. But we're assuming it's fart. All right, he says, keep my name out of your mouth. He was pissed off. I don't blame him either. All right, here's a question. What has been the angriest moment of your careers / lives? Something that might have motivated you to hit up social media to respond. Let's start with Wonger.
Ooh. Angriest of my career. It probably was at Sportsnet. There was a lot of changes happening. Rogers took us over. We had 2 good years of kind of flying by ourselves, and Rogers, their intricate approach to their model of running their business was very odd to a production company and a broadcaster, and they started making changes. And at the time, my boss, good guy, but there were some things going on. And he told me that someone else was going to be my boss without telling me someone was going to be my boss. So he basically, it was job review, and we had done our review with each other for 3-4 years. I've always been very open with that and happy to do that. And all of a sudden he said, oh, this person will be doing your review this year. And I said, why? And he said, oh, she's your new director. And I had no problem with her being the director. I have no problem with that. But it meant that I'd been changed in the Rogers matrix. So now I was a level below someone who I helped grow this department with. And so I went up to him and I just kind of went, you know, the way you told me was so inappropriate. And it was one of the things that changed how I saw not only him, but the working for another company, how sometimes I was so loyal to Sportsnet. I was a Sportsnet ambassador. And realizing that these big companies don't give a fuck. And I'm not trying to be, hey, Mr. Conspiracy, you are a number for these people. And sometimes, what the biggest learning I came out of it, I called my brother who had been through, he's a lawyer and he looks at things very rationally and logistically. And he just said, sometimes these people don't have a lot of power and they're protecting themselves and you don't always know. So give them a break, which I did. I worked for the company for 2.5 more years and kind of went, all right, I now know the landscape, but I was furious at him and furious at how the communication went. And most of the time, that's what I get angry about is the communication, because most things can be handled very diplomatically, like calling someone out 20 years later on a podcast and hoping he's not listening.
No, but you know, the defensive one, but you did confront him, right? You spoke to him.
I did. Yeah, and he apologized to me. I mean, he said, yeah, I could have handled that differently, but there was a level of power shifting that was very interesting to me, because I ended up being the one with the power after, because I went, oh, this guy is in a position where he can't even discuss these issues with me because he doesn't feel comfortable. And that I found very interesting. It gave me kind of free rein to say, okay, I'm going to do what's good for Dan Wong, which is actually one of the things that a lot of people should do when they're working for these companies, is do what's best for you first, while always entertaining the fact that you're part of a bigger company. So that's my job 101 employment strategy.
Very well said. I like that one, because I think we've all been then working with corporations, shall we say, and they can be a little bit frustrating at times. I'm going to give you 20 points for that
one,
because I think we can empathize somewhat with it.
Right.
That's great. People just conniving behind your back, not having the balls to front up. And then before you know it, wham, oh, shit, well, that's new. That's changed. Anyway, yep. Good one. 20 points. All right, Jimmy, most angry you've been in your career?
Pruts.
No. There's a couple. A couple times I've been quite angry. One was when I got relieved of my duties from a club, and I called the individual a con man and an absolute embarrassment to the game. So I got that off my chest. So I didn't tweet it or anything, but I just told him exactly what I fucking thought of him.
Which club was this?
I can't tell you that.
Come on.
And then the other one would be probably my time in Southampton when I had a great chat with George Burley after, who just built me up, made me feel amazing, told me I was great in the dress room. I did very, very well for him. But he wasn't going to offer me a contract because Gareth Bale was coming through, and then I was fucking fuming. I just thought, how can this guy just praise me, lift me up? I'm floating, thinking, yes, I'm going to sign a nice contract here in Southampton. And then he just stuck it to me, and I had to leave with nothing. So I was very, very angry at that moment. Charms.
Was he aware? He's obviously aware of Gareth Bale. Do you think he was just doing it just to appease you at the time, or was he genuinely supportive of you, but then fast-tracked Gareth Bale?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So he wasn't
being nice. So he just, the way he done it was
You got a good eye for a player.
Yeah.
And that, would you have tweeted that, Jimmy?
What's that?
Would you have been all over social media with that?
I would have if there was social media.
Would have been, eh?
I would have been all over it.
That's a good one. It's a good answer. I can imagine the fear. But you ended up what? Was it Norwich after that?
No, TFC.
Oh, TFC. That's right. Yeah, so it all works out for the best. Yeah, right?
Somewhere.
Look where you are now.
Yeah, exactly.
where careers come to die. Footy Prime, my new tagline.
I'm an absolute shadow of myself.
You know, because of the pathetic part of this quiz means more points. That was really sad to see what Jimmy on this podcast. No, so he's got extra 5 points for that. So 25 points.
Oh my God, Jimmy's running away with this thing.
Yeah. Well, he's rocking it right now. It's good because the Gareth Bale story has been told before on this podcast. We love this Gareth Bale story, but now to put it actually in this context and actually have something transient.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Out of it, points. I think it's important.
It hurts, so, Sean.
It hurt I know it did. Yeah, maybe this.
Now you're pandering.
Give me another five.
Shut up, Jimmy.
No, maybe I don't know. Maybe this is closure now. You can put a line under it and move forward because clearly you're hanging on to that memory. All right, JC, most angry you've been. Are you ever angry?
Maybe. Well, I'll tell you. I was pretty miffed the one time. So a few years back, I was the voice of a very popular Canadian restaurant chain. I won't say what chicken joint it was, but it was, I was there for about 2 or 3 years, and I
they have a good dipping sauce. I know this.
They certainly did.
Like Twist LA.
I'm not familiar with that term.
Miss Ballet.
So I was flying back and forth between Vancouver and Toronto to do these stupid commercials after years of working with them. And then one day I was flying back to, I forget where, I was flying back to Vancouver or something. And a commercial came on, and it was for this bird outfit. And it was an older gentleman who was doing, "Well, if you like rotisserie chicken, you're going to love our quarter chicken dinner." Again, I won't say who it was. And I'm like, wait a second. I've been doing this for 3 years and they didn't even give me a quarter chicken to go. To say thanks so much for your time, sir. Cluck off. We've gone with this guy. So they just, you know, out the door without a word. And also, they didn't pay very promptly. They would pay me like 3 months after the fact, which was very annoying. So that was pretty ticked about that. But good thing was either the man who took over for me either died or was replaced by the girl who's now on, who does the commercials now. So, you know, that's what you get.
So how did he die?
too much chicken. He was rotisserie. He was stuck on a stick.
He drank the gravy.
Anyway. Chicken wing stuck in his throat.
Yeah.
Chris, leaving your jobs and being forced out for whatever reason, that does fucking put you on the edge, doesn't it? It's brutal. So that's a good one, JC. I'll give you 15 points for that. I feel for you. All right, Craig, most angry you've been. Not a man that generally is very angry, but yeah, there's been moments, I'm sure.
Yeah, speaking of jobs, I guess I go back to West Ham. I would have lit them fucking up when they reneged on the contract after I had nut cancer. That was probably...
I saw that in the hospital the other day. They actually call it nut cancer.
Nut cancer. The nut cancer ward.
I wish you'd use layman's terms. Come on, Forrest.
Used to be like the insane asylum was like the nut wing, right? But now that's very different. It's for cancer. So, Craig, tell us like how. Give us some more, you know, depth into that. How it made you feel when you found out?
Yeah, because I mean, I had a 1 year contract. I was 35, so that 1 year contract extension on the table, and my agent was trying to get me two and felt pretty confident that he could do that. And then I had my problem and went away and was away for, I don't know, 6-7 months or something like that. Went back with my agent and said, well, under the circumstances, we won't go for the 2 years or Craig will prove his fitness when he comes back. And he said, the contract has been taken off the table. So, yeah, a little disappointed. And Harry Redknapp had just left. And, you know, with all the sort of maybe the bad things about Harry Redknapp, he was a loyal guy. And I know if he was still manager, I would have got that contract. No question. But it changed. And he had left. Glenn Rhoda had taken over. He was a good man, but he was, at that point, just trying to hold on to his job and doing what the board told him to do.
Did they say it to your face or was it through your agent?
They said it to my, we were both together at the same time. Yeah.
And what was your reaction at that time?
Well, disappointment, like really, really disappointment. Yeah.
He slapped the guy's face and then made him eat a bar of soap.
Yeah.
That is, I mean, that is horrendous though. Yeah. Can you imagine that happening nowadays? You know, a team takes the contract off the table because the guy is recovering from cancer. That wouldn't happen because it would get out there so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck. You know what? That you can't beat that. That's 40 points, right? Everyone agrees with that, right? I can't imagine. Yep. You sound pretty calm and you're disappointed. I can't imagine the fury you must have felt in the days after when you realize you had to fucking come back to Canada and go on television and talk about soccer instead.
Yeah. And then, Roger, as well, so me and Wonger have something in common.
Yeah. Well, this also could be you're waiting for an apology one too from West.
It could be, yeah. Could have been, actually. That'd be great. So you know what? I'm going to give just extra 10 points to that previous answer because it should have been a good answer.
Always on your side. I'm your wingman, Craig. Yeah. I just want to 10 points too again.
Craig has made a big move here in the standings, I've got to tell you. Big move. All right, Dubs. Presumably it's berating some player in the pitch about their tactical deficiencies, but is it the same story as before?
No. Oh, but how do you follow Forrest? Like,
you can't, really.
No, you can't. So let's just move on to the next question.
No. Come on, I want to hear yours.
Well, it's not exactly the same story as before, but it's the same theme as that same team where the owner fucked us. So, but like really zooming in and getting into the micro of dealing with that and navigating that and how angry I was. We made it to the conference final that year. So we drove down. I drove like one of those white, like ubiquitous kidnap vans down to somewhere in New York State, just outside of Manhattan, outside of New York City, to where it was. And we won the first game, lost the second game. And then presumably we were going to go out. We're going to go into Manhattan, kind of party, and then stay there, obviously, with the owner footing the bill. So we get in there. We parked the vans. We had like three of these for the whole team. And then we go out, and he's reserved us a table at this kind of swanky place. And then he tells us, or actually doesn't tell us, we find out through the coach and like the physio, that we have no rooms booked for us at hotel. We have no hotel rooms. So his plan was we go out, he's footing the bill, but he's not putting us up in a hotel. So we stayed out until 4 a.m. And then the staff, the coaching staff plus the physios, didn't drink and they had to drive us home. And then while we're driving home, it's about 7 hours back to Montreal, we stop for food. And being one of the senior players on the team, I go up to the owner and I'm like, I need the meal money to distribute to the players. And he's like, I don't have any money to give you. So between myself and the other senior players on the team, we got breakfast for everybody. I mean, we're at like a fucking McDonald's or whatever, but we had to pay for food. And I was almost crying. I was so angry and could barely speak. So I was, and I've never, going back to the forgiveness piece, like I've never forgiven him for that, for taking kind of that potential away because we were such a great team and the continuity that we could have had in that league, which wasn't great, but I mean, we had something there and then he completely fucked us over, but then he kind of humiliated us mm-hmm. on that trip.
So you were literally paying to play professional football.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That is brutal. That's a good answer. I like that one. I'm going to give you, you got 25 points for that one, Dubs.
Very good, Dub.
That was very, I can imagine. And you can see it coming through your voice, too, how pissed off you are still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's emotional.
Yeah. Actually, Craig and I have got a bit of a story, too. Remember the Mississauga
You're
Metro
emotional.
Stars?
Craig?
Remember Mississauga Metro Stars?
Stop, Jimmy.
Craig, remember that little indoor soccer project we were involved in? And it just went away? And they still owe us money? You don't remember that?
Which indoor
Mississauga Metro?
What indoor soccer project?
Is that Mississauga Winter
Metro
Hawks?
Stars.
Whatever they call it, Metro
Oh, yes.
Yeah, remember that?
They still owe us money.
They do owe us money. Yeah. It folded.
They folded. Good luck.
And it's not just owing the money. That's one thing. Just fucking reply to some phone calls and emails. They just ghost us when you owe us money. It's fucking so cowardly. Anyway, whatever. I get your pain there, Dubs. Owners can suck. Cowboys. All right. Question number four. The Carabao Cup semifinals kicked off this week with Middlesbrough beating Chelsea and Liverpool beating Fulham in the first legs. Not that many fans really cared, though, outside of fans of those teams. Some of those fans of those teams didn't care, actually, and forgot those games were on entirely. Not mentioning your names there. Me. Make one change that would elevate the Carabao Cup into the most watched sports tournament in the world. All right? One change that would elevate it to the most watched sports tournament in the world, the Carabao Cup, the EFL Cup. All right? JC, let's start with you.
In a word, Carabaos. If nobody knows what a Carabao is, a Carabao is a water buffalo. If you lined the pitches with water buffaloes, and like just like ready to go, like angry water buffaloes, you know, like you're yelling at them and they haven't had a drink of water in a while. That would be amazing. Or maybe they're well fed and just lounging around watching the game. Carabaos. Have them around the pitch. It'd be amazing. Maybe you add different types of bovine on top of that. Maybe a regular cow, maybe a bull of some kind that would charge the field periodically. That would be an exciting thing for the Carabao Cup. Back to you, James.
I love it. Would you also serve Carabao as part of the concessions?
Oh, jeez, that's dark. Yeah. How did he die?
Maybe. Be amazed. Like, the whole theme is everything. Everything's Carabao.
Yeah.
Right?
You got Amy Carabao will sandwiches. Just keep asking, how did he die, that Carabao? Yeah. How did he die?
I love that. That's 20 points there, JC. That's a good
exactly.
one. That would definitely get the eyeballs, right, around the world watching it. If imagine a soccer
smell
match
of
like
shit in that stadium.
Loads of Carabaos around there.
Nothing everywhere.
Jimmy all would right. be blaming all the Carabao for farting.
I like that a lot, JC, because when Sharms wrote this question out in Slack, it auto-corrected Carabao to Caribou. So I really like the direction that you went.
Well, I was going to say change it to Caribou and have Caribou if it was in Canada, but no.
Yeah.
Water
is
buffalo.
Caribou, how you pronounce it over here?
No. They're two different animals.
Carabao? They are? What's a caribou?
A caribou.
Look like your 25 cent.
Yeah,
feet.
It's like an elk. It's a hoofed animal, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lives up north.
Yeah. And that's different to a Carabao?
Arms?
Yeah.
Get your head out of your ass. You didn't know.
I don't know.
It's
33
it's
years.
On, a caribou's on the quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know that.
No, that's an elk.
See, I thought it was a deer.
Is it?
Yeah.
No, that's a caribou.
Oh, Bubs.
I thought it was a caribou.
Over here.
Oh,
really?
JC agreed with me. Actually,
okay,
some
see.
People, French slang for a quarter is t'es un caribou.
Oh, oui.
Do you have a caribou?
It is a caribou. Brother? Sorry, that was my fault.
Oh, yeah, so step back and stop taking the piss out of me.
Caribou.
So caribou
minus 10
was
points,
caribou.
Sherman.
Yeah.
Minus caribou. 10 points for you.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, damn right. Minus 10 for Wonga.
All right.
You have a caribou.
Wouldn't
so
caribou
I could say, so next time I'm in France, or what do you call it, Quebec, I can ask for a beaver.
I knew that was fucking coming. I knew it.
No,
knew
it wouldn't
it.
Be a beaver. It'd be a castor, s'il vous plaît.
Oui.
Oh, right.
Are you sure caribou isn't plural for Carabao? That makes more sense to me.
I looked it up.
that makes no sense.
look at all the caribou over there.
That makes 25 cents.
Yeah.
All right, where were we? That was who did that? Oh, yeah. That's JC. Okay. All right, Dubs.
Oh, boy.
Make it better.
Mine isn't nearly as funny.
That's the way to set up. It doesn't need to be funny. It could be a great, a good, intelligent, insightful suggestion.
Well, I'm trying. I think I'm always perplexed that the semifinals are two-legged. Like, why two legs? Why do we need to do this? I think you add more excitement to it. You help reduce the fixtures list. And you increase the prospect of this giant killings upsets, which is the lifeblood, I think, of any cup competition. And you make it a one-off. And you have it playing. You're like home and away. Who gets to host? You give it to the lower-ranked team. And you pack these stadiums. That's what I would do.
It's a good suggestion. Would it make it the most watched tournament in the world? No. But I'm still giving you 10 points because it would improve it 100%. And I like giving the lowest seed the home game, although that would encourage probably the top teams to field even lesser of their starting 11s.
But if you share revenue, you want to play in the big stadium, right?
Well, there's that too. Split it. Yeah. Anyway,
but why would you share the revenue? Maybe you could just give it to the lower seeded team. They take all of the gate.
You can do that too.
Yeah.
And of course, would the top teams, would they sell out their stadium even against a shitty team in the Carabao Cup?
That's the argument. I don't think they do. It's a half-filled stadium, right?
Yeah. All right, Jimmy, give us a reason. You've played in this before. Give us a reason.
What I would do, Sharms, is I would I'm going to throw it out there, where I would say that once you get to the quarterfinals, every team that's in the quarterfinals gets 3 points added to whatever division they're in their domestic table.
Ooh.
If you get to the semifinals, you get 5 points. So the four teams in there get 5 points. So if you're in the championship.
5 points.
I'm just saying, like something along these lines, right?
Very cool, Jimmy. I like that.
Speaking of points, minus 10.
So if you're in the championship, and you get to the semifinals, you get 5 points that's going to your domestic table. And if you get to the final, another certain amount of points for those teams that get there.
It's interesting, that is.
Right.
Emphasize. Yeah. Then you've seen like top teams, like A squads, A11s.
You know, or if you're in a position where you're fighting relegation in the Premier League, but you can get to the semifinals or quarterfinals, pick up another 4 pints, whatever it is, then that's going to help you.
That's what I thought you said, 2 pints. That as well. That's a really good suggestion, though.
Pints.
I mean, it's crazy, but I love it. Oh, that's 20 pointer right there. That's 20 pointer. That's good, Jimmy. Well done. All right, Wonga, you're already at minus 10 for this round, so you better knock this out of the park.
It's a mix, and I thought this was going to be the best answer, but Jimmy's is way better already. But I'm just going to this isn't going to propose it. It's a mix of JC's and Amy's, and because we want to do more Carabao oriented marketing, Amy went down to one leg. I say we go 4 legs, much like the Carabao. So there's 4 legs. And then we mix some of that in with Jimmy's because now there's a lot of matches. And so if you end up, you get more points. So how about that?
Oh, I thought you just meant that the game had to be played on all fours.
Well, that leads us to the sex position of Carabao.
Yeah. You know,
pints Wonga, and sex positions.
You made us laugh, so I'm giving you 10 points for that, right? But you're losing 10 points because it's stupid.
It's really stupid.
So you've got zero overall.
That's so wrong. You know a good laugh gives me more points. Come on.
Yeah.
You're still at minus 10, but still, it was an answer, and it was a well thought out answer. All right, Craig, you two are a veteran of this. You probably played it when it was the Milk Cup, right? Did you really play in the Milk Cup?
No.
Was that before your time?
Yeah, I was over there when the Milk Cup was around.
Okay, but you didn't play in it.
Yeah, I played with a few.
Carling Cup when you were there, Forrest.
Yeah.
Pardon me.
The Carling.
Oh, yeah.
Were there with the Carling. I was there with Carling.
Coca-Cola Cup?
Yeah.
Rumbelows?
Yeah. Rumbelows, yeah.
Worthington?
Worthington, yeah. I played in that.
That's what right. Jimmy had before the fart. He had the Rumbelows.
The Rumbelows.
Excuse me.
Rumbelow. All right. Craig, make this thing the best tournament in world sport.
Well, you guys are a little bit harsh on the League Cup because – quite honestly, the fans, when you get to that stage, it is another competition, especially for lower clubs or teams that need the extra finances. But you get there as a player, you really want to win it. Like it's just another opportunity for a trophy. But there's nothing really you're going to do to make it the world's best unless you actually play 11 Caribous. Or bring in Messi, because he, look what he did to the League Cup.
That's a good point. There you go. Sign Messi.
Sign Messi.
The League's Cup got huge numbers.
The League's Cup was, for Miami fans, I think they thought it was the main cup, but there you go.
They did, actually. Wow, that's a good, I like the Messi part of it. But of course, not every team can sign Messi, right? Only one team can. That's the problem.
Well, in a couple of years, nothing.
Yeah. Still, I'm going to give you 15 points to that, Craig. It's a good answer, the Messi angle, I think. And I like that someone did give the love to the tournament. Some people do love it. And most fans, you're right, when it gets to the important games, they start watching.
Sure.
Like, it means nothing until the final, in which case it's really important. And it's a trophy, right? It's something, I suppose, but it's just too much football, isn't it? All right, listen, we're at the hour mark, so let's try and rush through the last couple here, okay? The Guardian released its top 100 women footballers this past week. And our very own Amy Walsh was key as one of 7,000 expert contributors. There are a lot of them.
Fuck you, Sherman.
There are a lot of them, but The Guardian does this so well. They really do. What top 100 list do you want to see published next? All right. Craig, let's start with you.
The top 100 lists of useless top 100 lists.
You're not a fan of lists, Craig? You're not a fan of lists?
Oh, well, no, not really. No. It's tough. Amy, you 100 people, like, you did 100. That must have taken you freaking days, because you don't want to, you know, do an injustice on players that should be in the top 100. And then also, where do you place them?
Yeah, you know? It was really difficult.
I've done those before. Not that extent, but even doing top 10s are difficult, right? In fact, yeah. Okay, Dubs, what's harder? Is it the top 10 or... I don't know, 30 to 40.
30 to 40.
Is it?
Yeah, and giving the proper weight and emphasis on the things that you think are important. Obviously, that part's subjective, but I think in a year where there was a Women's World Cup, I put a little bit more weight on that, not obviously over club performance. They had to have had a good year at club too, but that's where it got a little bit difficult for me. I think top 10 was easy. I think next, going to 20 was also fairly straightforward, but then it was like the latter half of that mm-hmm. top 40. So I didn't do 100. I did 40, and then they kind of weighted all of that to produce a top 100 list.
Yeah, great.
Pardon me?
Who was your number one?
Bon Mati.
Yes.
Jimmy would have voted for her as well.
Yeah, one of three names Jimmy would have known in the list.
That's the most important one.
It is the most important one, in fairness. Yeah, yeah. 20 points, Craig, though. I love that. Top 100 useless lists. Made me funny. Okay, Dubs, quickly, other lists would you like to see?
Okay, I've got a couple.
You have one. Oh, you lose points.
Oh, really? Well, I'm gonna lose points then, because okay, I think, yeah. So top 100 lines or quotes / swears from Footy Prime from all of the episodes.
Yeah.
As we near 500, right? We're not too far away from 500 episodes.
We need a big party for that.
Right?
10 away.
What?
We're 10 away from the big 500.
10 away.
Now, we forgot every benchmark episode. We usually forget until after the fact. So we'll celebrate 501, probably.
But I think that would be good, because that last episode where you and Wonger missed, Craig Forrest probably had five one-liners that would have made the top 100. It was on fire. The next one is, it has probably been done, but top 100 classic footballing kits.
Ooh.
I'm always on board for a good kit. And then lastly, top 100 James Sharman mispronunciations on.
Ooh, we need a bigger list than that. Number one, you know what number one is though, don't we? We all know what that is. Mm-hmm. Hilarious. Yeah. Yeah, thanks. So minus 30 for Dubs.
I'm fine 10. With it.
So she's actually minus 40 for that round, despite, you know, some good suggestions. You belittle the host and you get fucked. Okay. Next up, Wonger.
Mine would be the top 100 Footy Prime shit, fart, sex, or kind of gross out stories. We all have them, and the top 100 would be hilarious because I think the top 20 would be a mix between Jimmy and Amy stories. And because there's always, when women do the same thing that men do, it's always twice as hilarious. Like
it is,
you know,
because it's
more unnatural.
Yes, because it's more unnatural to for seven women to line up to see a shit in a toilet. It seems very natural, especially with a group of guys, to go, hey, look at the size of that shit. It won't flush. And for seven women to do the same thing
is hilarious.
Really funny, hilarious.
Yeah. Number one on that list, I think, and please correct me if I'm wrong, would be the Wunga walking in on his parents' story would be number one.
That's up there. And then staying around just a few seconds too long to now be awkward lurker.
Look, it becomes a lurk from a stumble to a lurk.
I was thinking about that in the shower, and I'm like, you know how you catch your parents having sex and most people, your first thing is to run away? There's always, to that lurker position, someone's odd when they're like, hey, Dan, 15 seconds later, you're still there.
No, like, it's a train wreck scenario, right?
Charms is living through experience.
No, train wreck is just like, you know, you don't want to see what you're seeing. It's horrible. Mm-hmm. It's tragic. But you can't look away.
Right.
Right. And seeing your parents do that is tragic.
Swasant so, very niff.
Craig, give us a. Actually, Craig, he's done it already. JC, give us your best top 100 list you want to see.
Top 100 songs/chants from around football around the world.
That would be good. That would be really divisive, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
What's number one?
Danny Diccio.
Clearly.
Forever blowing bubble.
Oh, that's a good one too. You never walk alone.
Never walk alone. Yeah, I was going to say.
But again, it's so subjective, isn't it? West Ham fans are saying bubbles. Mm. Liverpool. And actually, you never walk alone. Isn't just Liverpool either.
So then, what about the most ones against other teams? Like the most brutal.
Horrible ones. Yeah.
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 Well, if you eliminate all the homophobic and racist ones, you probably wouldn't get to 100 chance.
You could do a top 100 homophobic and racist ones, though. Mm.
And misogyny. Throw misogyny.
And misogyny in there as well.
Spice. Mm-hmm. One of the, you know, Pretty Spice there was getting things yelled about her fanny.
Awful things. Yeah, imagine that list. Jesus Christ. Just Beckham chants would be top 100. There's enough of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, 30 points. That would be a really good one. I like that. That would cause such anger and angst. Okay, Jimmy.
I'd say the top 100 list of useless tits and see where we all end up on it.
Do you have a favorite for the top spot?
Oh yeah. There's a,
is it one
it
of
it could be anybody. Any idiot.
Joey
out there in the world.
Barton.
Ooh. You know what? Up there, right up there.
Is he continuing when I was away? Was he continuing his rants?
Oh yeah, or is the British government has spoken about it now? The government is talking about it, and it's. Well, I just saw this very, very briefly. Some story about what actions could they take against such commentary, and even the jokes he made. But you can't legislate jokes.
No,
sadly,
no.
Well, say sadly, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't legislate jokes, right? The guy's a fucking idiot. That's it, kind of. You can't charge a man for having such stupid opinions. Can you?
No, you can't, unfortunately, but you can't.
But so, where's the line drawn with hate, slope. Right? You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
That got us thinking there, Jimmy. I'm going to give you 20 points for that. Just you got us thinking.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done. That was a good round, that one. All right. Last question. There is a bonus round, but we'll see what we're doing time-wise.
Why are you shaking your head, Dubs?
Do you have an agreement with Charmin going into this?
I'm sorry, what? You actually put somebody on my list.
What's wrong? What's wrong, Dubs?
I feel like you're granting points to Jimmy.
She's very competitive.
Well, no, it was
this game.
She added somebody to my list, which means it's valid. It's a good list.
Oh, I see what you're saying, Dubs. Because you know what?
I'm going to give
you
contributing to the conversation.
Dubs, I'm going
to
give you 10 extra points, Dubs, because you threw Barton in there
on my list.
I'm giving you 10 bonus points.
Don't fall for that. She's lobbying you.
No, it's fair enough.
Mid game, she's lobbying.
hold on a minute, Charms. You asked me for a list.
Mm-hmm.
I give you a list. She contributes to my list. That's valid. Give me my 20 points.
Are you questioning? No, you got 20 points. Well, you did have. But now you're questioning me, so you got 15.
Stir in the pot.
No. Fuck it.
All right, final question. We haven't got time for the bonus round. It wasn't that great anyway. I haven't even thought of the bonus round would have been, I'm thinking of a footballer. You got two questions, yes or no. Who am I? But we haven't got time this week. We'll get
Craig Forrest.
Yes. 10 points for JT.
Nailed it.
Okay, here it is. Final question. Our very own Daniel Wong has returned from his vacation, a week well spent and well deserved in the Dominican Republic and with his lovely family. After spending 1 week at close quarters with Wonger, what would be the first thing you would need to do on your return home? That is the question here. Okay. JC, can we start with you?
Penicillin shot.
You can't argue with that one, can you?
No.
That's a 20-pointer right there. Absolutely. Dubs.
Sensory deprivation tank. Water-filled, pitch black, light-proof, soundproof environment because I would be overstimulated.
20 points for sure. Craig, you've done this before. Craig's done this before, so he gets a bonus 10 points for coming through it. But what else do you have there, Craig?
Yeah, I spent a week in close quarters. I would have to go to a dermatologist or to check on because he doesn't put sunblock on other people the same as other people put sunblock on him.
Were the streaks or hand marks?
Oh, yeah. I had his hand on my back for like 4 months. I got so sunburned that I was smoking this Mexican fucking weed and sitting there for like 7 hours.
That's funny. It's 20 points there.
Point.
Yeah. All right, Jimmy.
I would get off the plane. I'd walk to the closest gate. And I jump on that next plane and go wherever the fuck it was going.
20 points. 20 points. Maybe to a Buddhist retreat somewhere.
Yeah.
All right, Wonger. You can answer this one too. You know, no one knows Wonger better than himself.
Yeah. So I'll tell you what I did, or at least what my kids did. As they walked off the plane, they said, "We've called mom. We want to go to McDonald's when she picks us up." And then I said to my girlfriend, "I wonder if they went to McDonald's on the way home." Because they made me want McDonald's so bad.
Did you?
No, I didn't. I came home. There was food in the fridge and I started throwing stuff out. But no, I did not.
You go get 20 points because that actually is what happened. That is actually exactly what happened.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Well done. Good answers today in the inaugural Sexy Six. While I tabulate the points, you guys can talk about stuff.
Well, we've got to do it. It is news and dubs, and it is Tony Bet Footy Picks. We all have to make a pick still.
But I've got to put the picks in. I'm still adding up numbers.
Right now. You're adding that. Well, we can fill. JC's got some filling time. Hey, JC, can we play the Sexy Six out? Should I play that one more time?
Yeah, why not?
All right, let me grab that.
Sexy Six flaccid out.
Why flaccid?
It's the out.
Doesn't always have to be flaccid on the way out.
Well.
It's very gross.
What?
You're very gross. You've now, see, once again, you've joined my list.
The hottest takes on the hottest questions from the hottest team in sports. This is the Sexy Six.
There are six questions. There's six of us. That's why they call it Sexy Six Questions.
Footy Prime presents the Sexy Six. All right in the mummy daddy button.
All right, I got the scores here. Tabulated. And according to my arithmetic, in sixth place, mainly because this person lost a combined 50 points on being a smart ass, criticizing the host, etc., etc. But our very own Amy Dubs Walsh, 55 points. 55 points.
Disappointing, Dubs. Disappointing.
Yeah. Fifth,
I've disappointed the side. I'm sorry.
Fifth place. Not a big surprise, considering how it started. Our very own Daniel Horatio Wong.
Yeah.
60 points.
Well traveled.
60 points. Next up, with a bronze medal today, 120 points. 120 points. It's decent. It's JC. Well Ooh. Done, JC.
I'll take it.
The runner-up on a massive 130 points. Jimmy the Move Brennan, which means our inaugural champion of the Sexy Six is our very own Craig Forrest, 135 points.
Ooh,
well bravo. Done, Stacks.
Bravo.
Forrest, you crushed it.
Craig Forrest. Well done.
Well done. Well,
well
done.
Done.
Man, we're an hour and 20 minutes in almost.
It's a good one.
It's good, though. One. All right. Well, let's get to our footy picks.
Are you ready?
Footy picks. DJ Melody. Footy picks.
Well, our supporters have put in their bet already. Their message to me was, we went back and forth in a few today. There were some pushes for table tennis and sumo wrestling, but in the end, we stay with footy. We've been bullied into going for value, so here you go. They have picked. Oh, they've gone back to the well and Beer Shot beating Anderlecht Futures. That's the under-23 team for Anderlecht, I guess. Villa in the WSL to beat Everton. And they have Spurs on the road to beat United in the Prem. $5 wins them $40.
It's good value.
$40. That's
Eight
good value.
Eight
yeah, that's good.
Yep.
They added another little note here. Good luck. Hope you can ride Dubs' coattails to another big payout win. Oh, once again, Dubs getting the love.
Yeah.
Can I ask,
what was the biggest part of the $88 win from last week as we talk about our Tony Bet parlay win?
It was Dubs.
Oh, what was the game?
Because the bookies, including Tony Bet, made a mistake.
Oh.
They had Maidstone as favorites over Stevenage. Wow. Whereas in fact, they should have been the underdogs. And every bookie got the same problem. So what was it, Dubs? It was -500, but it should have been +500, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they corrected the mistake after we put the bet in.
Amazing.
Amazing. And I remember we were told that by Tony Bett. They said yep. by their gambling expert. He told us, he said, listen, you know, you just look carefully. There are mistakes everywhere. The bookies make mistakes.
Yep.
And the keen eye will find those mistakes, and that's how you make your money.
Wow, like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, shall we throw our sports in here, our bets? Let's start with you, Wonger.
Okay, this is it's going to be a tight one. This is the Wonger Jimmy B Derby. And I'm going to take Brentford at home over Forest.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. Brentford's an interesting one this year, right? They're
up and down all over the place. But
they are the favorites in this one, just about -104. Okay, Brentford. All right, Jimmy?
I'm going to go with
Forest. No, that's not how it works.
No.
Jimmy's not allowed to take Forest anymore.
No.
I'm going to take Real Betis to beat Grenada.
Okay. Real Betis to beat Grenada. Let me just find this here. La Liga.
Yeah.
Okay. Betis pays -159. Okay. All right, Craig.
Wrexham over Wimbledon.
Oh.
Wrexham. All right. Playing great right now.
Mm-hmm.
They are.
Bear with me.
And they're getting a lot of footy, like marketing, advertising free off the press. Are they not? Still crushing it.
Yeah, we should do maybe get a Wrexham person on at some point, because they've made some really interesting signings this season. Some quite big names. Bear with me here. I'm still looking. Here we go. Championship. Oh, not championship. Jesus, they wish. League two. Where's League Two? League One. Here we go. Nope, that's not it.
Craig's
League Two. Here we go.
There you go.
All right, Wrexham are paying minus 117. Okay. All right, Jimmy. Oh, Jimmy's been already. JC.
I'm going with the Africa Cup of Nations, and I'm going to go with Egypt over Mozambique.
Ooh. Good.
Got Mr. Mo.
Yeah.
Mo versus Mo.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mo money.
Mo problems.
Sorry, say that again, JC, sorry.
Egypt over Mozambique. Egypt.
Okay. Yes. All right, minus 278 there. Dubs, you're up.
So Dubs? I'll go the same as our supporters club. I think it's a good bet. I'm going to take Aston Villa over Everton in the
All right.
Women's Cup.
Minus 159 there. Okay. I will jump back to the Prem.
Nice.
And let's have a look here. I haven't done any. I haven't got this. Some really tough.
Can I ask a quick question as we did the Momo? Is Salah not playing for Liverpool this entire time?
No,
while correct. AFCON is going on, right?
Correct.
Oh, wow.
8 games, I think he potentially miss.
Yeah, if they make it to the semifinals.
And how will that make Sharms and Dubs feel if they all of a sudden Liverpool, who's been playing so well, and then are in these 8 games, they are like gather 3 points out of 8 games.
How do you think they'll make us feel?
Well, I don't know. Is this an ownership problem? Is this a league scheduling problem? Is this
that's just the reality of AFCON playing in January when they kind of have to.
And right. Trent is in the
yeah, he's out. Yeah, yeah. The AFCON is in Ivory Coast this year, right? And in June, it's like their rainy season. You can't play football. There's crazy floods. People die. So, and often they play in January because of the heat. It's not so much this case, but that's why. And it comes down to, there's more football than just in Europe, and we should get off our high horses and demand.
Okay, no, that's a good way to look at it. I didn't know how you'd feel, though. Yeah.
It used to piss me off. Like, why are they playing in January, for Christ's sakes? It's a joke. It's like, come on. Fucking egocentric, Eurocentric bullshit.
Minus 20 points for the voice chosen.
That's my dumb shaman voice. I'm going to take Arsenal minus 313. Let's get a gimme there against Palace. Okay. But our odds are pretty good here. Oh, that's everyone, right?
Yep.
Brentford, Betis, Wrexham, Egypt, Villa in the women's and Arsenal. $5 will pay us. Hey, this is weird. $88 again. That bodes well. Very well.
It does bode well.
Mm-hmm. That's how you should actually bet.
Hmm.
Right?
That's how you bet.
Your gut. Your gut. You shouldn't put any thought into it at all.
Gut bet.
The gut bet. Yeah. Rumble old gut bet.
Is this the longest? Is this the longest news and dubs we've ever done?
Yeah. Then ask for the sexy six.
There's
the longest sexy six.
It's gonna have to be a sexy five soon.
News and dubs is every day. I know. It might have to be. What's that, Craig?
I checked out a half an hour ago.
Did you?
Started the listeners.
Well, we are the six, though, right? We are the 66. And if there's only 5 questions, which probably should do next time, that's so footy prime.
Right.
It's a sexy six, 5 questions. All right, that's it. Listen, that was a lot of fun. TonyBed.ca, thank you very much. FuboTV.com. Guess what? The Prem's back this weekend, as you just told you, which means all the games are being streamed live.
And there's one TV. On today, on Friday, too.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're catching it Friday, get a Burnley match.
And who are they playing?
Chelsea? Burnley? I don't know. Fulham, Burnley? I think so, yeah.
Luton. Burnley at
Luton. That is Luton. Luton.
Oh, right. Much behind for that one.
Yeah, I love watching those Luton games. In that, is it at Luton? Where is it?
Oh, Burnley.
I hate watching those games. Yeah.
No.
I hate watching those Burnley games.
If anybody wants to watch a new movie on Netflix, The Bank of Dave, it's all about Burnley and a new banking system. Really interesting. Great movie.
Bank of Dave.
Yeah, The Bank of Dave. And it has Sean Dyche in it when he was the
really
manager at Burnley. Yeah.
Okay.
He's in it for one or two scenes. Yeah. Doesn't
this, by the way, this is a relegation 6-pointer, by the way. It's huge. It's a huge match.
Yeah.
Missed some pressure there. All right. Little project for everyone. Let's start watching before this time next week, The Captains of the World.
I've heard.
A new show on Netflix. Apparently, it's incredible.
It was too, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like find the wall, talking about and looking at all the captains during the World Cup. in 2022, including Canada. So it should be fascinating. All right. And thus comes an end to, I think, the longest ever Footy Prime, although our Christmas quizzical edition that never saw the light of day may have been longer.
It'll come one day. Once we figure out where the file is, Dan. Then
yeah. No, I've got it. It's Christmas in July. That's what it'll be.
That's what it is. All right, everyone. This is Footy Prime. I hope you enjoyed that. You probably didn't, but we'll see you next time. Bye. Buy newspapers and cheers for listening.
Buy a football club?
Yes.
Yay.
This episode of Footy Prime has been brought to you by Fubo TV and by Tony Beck. Make sure to subscribe to Footy Prime wherever you get your podcasts and follow us on Twitter at @footy_prime and on Instagram at @footyprimeig.
Excuse me.
Great show,
real,
guys.
Real rumble-o.
Right. That was good, yeah? Enjoy that?
It was amazing.
It was great.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.